Carlo Broussard, Catholic Answers Live. What's going on, man?
Hey, John. It's going all right, man.
You sound way too good for being up this early there in California.
Hey, brother. Anytime I get to speak with you, my friend, I am stoked and ready to go. Fire me up, brother.
Do you get up this early regularly?
Yes, I do. Every morning.
Do you really?
Yep. 4 o'clock. 4 a.m.
You're kidding me.
Time.
Carlo, what is wrong with you, man?
Four o'clock? Gotta get the work done, brother. Gotta get the work done.
Good for you. Must go to bed at what, 7?
8:30, 9 o'clock. Yeah. Actually, pretty much more so like 9 o'clock, 9:30 after I get the kids in bed.
Well, you got family and everything, so you got to get that prayer life in. So, you know, 4 o'clock.
Amen to that, brother.
Hey, let's talk about absolute truth and relativism today, but let's start with absolute truth. What does the church mean when she uses the term absolute truth?
Yeah, that's a very good question. What we mean is that there is objective reality that our minds must conform to rather than conforming what is out there to our minds. So the idea is that there's an objective reality, there's being out there, right? And there's intelligibility out there that we can actually come to know things that are necessarily true. So, for example, there's an objective reality about human beings and what we are, right? We're not merely animals. We're rational animals. We have intellectual powers, free will. There's an objective reality right out there that there is an uncaused cause, right? God himself. So when we say that something is true, we say that there is conformity between what is and our intellect. We come to know what is truly real outside of the mind, rather than us taking things out there and sort of conforming it to our own ideas, which is what German philosopher Immanuel Kant would say. Rather than the mind conforming to reality, we sort of conform reality to our own subjective ideas and stuff. So that's what we mean by objective truth, something out there that's true and real, independent of what you or I happen to think.
St. John Paul II, Pope Benedict XVI, Pope Francis, all saying that relativism is one of the most dangerous of ideologies, at least here in the West, that we're facing. First of all, define relativism and why it's so dangerous.
Yeah, well, relativism is a philosophical worldview that states there is no absolute truth. There is no truth independent of what you or I happen to think, for truth is relative to what you think or what I think. So your truth might be different than my truth, right? Your truth, my truth type of thing. And the reason why that's dangerous is because fundamentally it undermines any sort of objective standard of right and wrong, of how we ought to treat every human being, and recognizing the truth of the dignity of every human being. So, for example, John, if I happen to think that you are not a human being, right? Well, relative to my system of beliefs and my ideas about humanity, I may ascribe that to you and perceive you to be inferior to me, a superior being, and thus I can squash you like a roach if I want, right?
Mm. Yeah.
So rather than relativism actually promoting peace and tolerance and peaceful, harmonious living, it actually, by its very logic, undermines that. Because if a tyrant raises his ugly head, right, and perceives other human beings to be inferior to him, well, relative to his system of beliefs, you know, according to, in the mental framework of relativism, we couldn't criticize that. So as Peter Crave said, all we could say to Hitler is different strokes for different folks, and I happen to not like your strokes. That's what relativism ultimately leads to.
And you see why it's so dangerous, why the church is so outspoken about it, why, you know, shows like Catholic Answers Live does, you know, whole shows on this, because there is a contorted viewpoint out there of relativism that it can and is doing great harm, even to the poorest of the poor.
Right. That's right. Yeah, it ultimately undermines morality completely, right? Because it reduces not only beliefs about things out in the world like God or whatever to triviality, to mere personal taste or preference, but ultimately it reduces morality to personal taste or preference, making morality a mere illusion, which leads to the oppression of the poor, as you said, which leads to violence, and might makes right. So ultimately, relativism pulls the foundation out from all morality whatsoever, making good relative to what you think and what I think, rather than making what is good relative to the nature of a human being, right, and what a human being is, that would apply to all human beings throughout the world and how we ought to treat them.
We have to shore ourselves up in this, friends, because we are facing a battle now like never before. What do you say to people? What do you say to someone, Carlo, that says you're just intolerant for making a claim of absolute truth?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would say, well, what do you mean when you say that I'm intolerant? Do you mean that I'm wrong for saying somebody else is wrong? Is that what you mean? And fundamentally, that's what they're going to have to conclude, because they don't approve of me saying somebody else is wrong. Because when you make a truth claim, right, that necessarily presupposes that somebody else's belief is wrong. But if you're saying that I'm wrong for saying somebody else is wrong, well, aren't you being just as intolerant as I am? So why am I being intolerant for making a truth claim, but you're not intolerant for making the truth claim that I ought not to tell other people they're wrong?
Oh, you man. See? I would not want to get an argument with you.
So it's a double standard there. So that's just one strategy that I propose in my book, Prepare the Way, on how to remove this obstacle of being, you know, sort of being hesitant to make an absolute truth claim because you don't want to be labeled with intolerance. Mm-hmm. And I mean, fundamentally, at least there's one absolute truth claim there, namely that you ought to be tolerant. But in the mental framework of relativism, you can't have an absolute
right.
truth claim.
Right.
So you either have to give up relativism to keep the objective good of tolerance, or give up the objective good of tolerance in order to keep relativism. Yeah. You can't have both.
A friend of mine once said, John, there's no such thing as absolute truth. And I said, is that absolutely true?
Amen.
There's a lot of silence after that one.
And to say it's absolutely true that there is no absolute truth is to violate the principle of contradiction. And thus, the opposite of the proposition is true. There is absolute truth.
That's a lot of heavy philosophy and theology for 7:55 in the morning, folks, and sooner for him out there in California. Here's the book, Prepare the Way. This is a book, friends, you can get on Amazon. You can get anywhere. Shop.catholic.com will have it as well. And you can go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. And this is, it's not even just a book. I mean, this is like three books in one. What a resource this can be of all things for you in the Catholic faith. Go get it and then pass it on to another friend as well. But study it. Don't just read through this thing. I've been working my way through it on a regular basis, Carlo. And I have to say, you got some gems in there, man.
Hey, thanks, John.
I'm marking it up,
that,
though.
Brother.
All right. Hey, have a good day.
Amen.
You hear me?
Hey, you too. God bless, brother.
We'll have him on again coming up in a little bit, friends.